But we're glad to be doing the Lord's work and helping one another and our children to grow in their faith. It's always a good time. Tonight, we're going to be looking at a few verses from the book of Luke, chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. It's so important for us always to give consideration to God's will in everything that we do because, you know, what matters in life is not the things that we enjoy that may relate to earthly affairs, pleasures, different things that often occupy human time and resources and energy, but to think about what does God want us to do with the lives that we have. And that's vitally important. And Jesus in this parable speaks to a problem that we see oftentimes with human beings. And this incident that he has to deal with, or that he is asked to deal with, but doesn't actually deal with it, he addresses a disposition of heart, is one that is common today. You know, you hear of family problems where siblings, after a parent or both parents die, have a big falling out because, you know, who gets what, and there weren't things that were indicated in a will, and problems result, and all that type of thing. Well, here's a situation beginning in verse 13. It says, "Then one from the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.' But he said to him, 'Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?'" That wasn't Jesus' purpose at this time in his life, or this ministry was not about doing those kinds of things. But he dealt with issues of the heart that would resolve such problems if people would live and deal with one another according to God's will. So he says to him then in verse 15, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" So as we think about the words of Christ here, he's dealing with a situation where there is at least one individual who is very concerned about what he is not getting. And he wants his part. At least that's how he presents it to the Lord. And Jesus addresses the issue of the heart that apparently is problematic, and he talks about this idea of covetousness, because as soon as he says to that man, "You know, am I a judge or arbitrator?" he gets right into this idea of the heart, where he says, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." You know, it's important for us to recall the various passages in Scripture that warn against the danger of our attitude toward material things. They're necessary. You've got to have material things to live, but only so much is really necessary. And beyond that, you've got to be careful, we're warned, because if there is this desire to accumulate and have more, and that the satisfaction we think somehow we're going to gain if we just have a little more of this or of that, it's a dangerous thing, because it's a snare that Satan often uses. And oftentimes it will cause us to be entrapped and to either lose focus on spiritual because we're so caught up with the pursuit of material, or we're so caught up with the enjoyment or using of those material things that we're no longer doing the things that are most important. Jesus warns of covetousness because life, he wanted his followers to understand, is not about earthly gain, it's not about material things or having an abundance of those things. And certainly Jesus understands, as he related in the Sermon on the Mount, that we do have needs for certain material things, but he says, even your most basic necessities, don't worry about those, because you know God's going to provide those for you, since he provides for animals. You're made in his image. You call on the name of Christ and are part of his family, so naturally, he's going to provide for you But then he warns about the danger of being overcome with this desire for material things. And so here is this parable about this man who thinks about what is he going to do? He has been blessed. He has been able to take in this very great yield. And with the abundance of what he has, what am I going to do with all this? So he makes plans, but tragically, his plans have a very earthly and self-indulgent mindset tied to them. It's not about, you know, you don't see this man thinking about what he can do for the Lord or for the needy. It reminds us of the parable that Jesus also tells here in the book of Luke. It's in chapter 16 about the rich man and Lazarus. And the rich man finds himself in torment, not because he is rich, but we're shown that here is a man who had a beggar laying at his gate and he does nothing for him again and again and again. With his wealth, he doesn't consider God's will, which under the law of Moses included caring for the needy, providing for those who don't have. And here is a rich man in this case who wasn't looking out for those around him, but instead his focus is, I will say to my soul, verse 19, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. So what he expresses relates to his own enjoyment of what he has brought in for himself. There's no mention here of gratitude toward God. There's no mention of responsibility that he has toward his fellow man, but rather, again, self-indulgence. But God knows his future, and God says, your soul, this very night, and he calls him a fool, will be required of him. You know, the fool, we're told in the book of Proverbs, says in his heart, there is no God. I don't suppose a man who may believe that there is a God, but doesn't consider a thing about God's will, is any better. Because here is a man who's going to lose his soul, because he does not consider what God's will is. Your soul is required, then this question, whose will those things be which you have provided? All that we have in this life belongs to God. And when we think about what we have, don't just think about the material things you own. Think about your very life, your body. Think about the time that you have. Think about the energy that you expend. Because all that we have and all that we are is God's, and ought to be spent for him. When Jesus, you know, you look at Jesus and his life, he didn't have material goods and wealth. But what he had himself and his time was entirely spent doing his Father's will. With us, it includes that and a reminder here about the resources that we have and how we should always consider what is God's will with what I do in this life. Whatever we have belongs to us in the sense that we control it. We know that. But we ought to be wise in how we use it. And make sure that we do consider God's will as we go through our lives. Because we will one day give account. That's for sure. And we don't know how much time that we have in life. So what we do with today is vitally important in regard to all that we own and all that we are, all that God blesses us with. He wants all of us to be saved and be with him one day. But we have to make sure that we avail ourselves of the hope that is only through Jesus Christ, believing on him, acknowledging our sins, confessing our faith, and being baptized for the remission of our sins. Being faithful to God till the end is a part of the life that we must live in order to get to heaven one day. If you are not a Christian yet and need to return or turn to the Lord, or as one who has been baptized, is a believer, walking with God, keep faithfulness. Persevere. Never give up. Or if you've wandered, come home to the Father who loves you, who will bring you back to his side, and who will help you along the way as you continue your journey. If you need to respond to him tonight, we encourage you to do that as we stand, as we sing.